Leviticus chapter 2. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offering should be made of fine flour. He shall pour olive oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and the priest must take out of it a handful of fine flour and its oil with all its frankincense. Then the priest must burn this memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering is for Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy portion of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. When you offer a grain offering baked in the oven, it should be unleavened loaves made of fine flour mingled with olive oil, or unleavened wafers spread with olive oil. If your offering is a grain offering prepared on the griddle, it should be of unleavened fine flour mixed with olive oil. You shall break it up into pieces and pour olive oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering prepared in a pan, it should be made of fine flour mixed with olive oil. Then you must bring the grain offering that must be made of these things to the Lord. It should be presented to the priest, and he will bring it to the altar. The priest shall take out of the grain offering its memorial portion and burn it on the altar, an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Whatever is left over from the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. No grain offering that you offer to the Lord should be made with yeast, for you shall not burn any yeast or honey as an offering made by fire to the Lord. As an offering of the first fruits, you may offer them to the Lord, but they shall not be offered up on the altar as a pleasing aroma. All of your grain offerings should be seasoned with salt. Do not omit the salt of the covenant of your God from your grain offering. Always add salt to your grain offerings. If you offer a grain offering from the first fruits to the Lord, you should offer for the grain offering of your first fruits coarsely ground fresh grain roasted with fire. You shall put olive oil on it and sprinkle frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. Then the priest must burn the memorial portion of it, some of its crushed grain, with its olive oil and its frankincense. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord.